God bless you, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you, beloved. God bless you. This is Apostle Evangelist William Foster here from Total Recovery Healing Ministries, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. Today we want to go into a discussion and a subject I feel very, 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 very necessary for the people of God in this day and time. I'm going to be coming from St. John chapter 14, verses 1, I guess, through 6. Then want to kind of jump over to Ephesians 4 and 21 and 22. And let's go to the throne. Let's go to the throne. Father, in the name of Christ Jesus, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your renewing power, your restoring power. We thank you for your mindset, Father, that you will let be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. We pray that you open up our minds and our eyes, God, to be illuminated to your word by the power of your word and the anointing through your word. Father, we thank you for your glory, and we thank you for your understanding. Father, I pray that you just word my mouth and let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And we say yes, Lord, and amen in Jesus' name. Praise God. Yes, today we want to come from St. John. Yes, yes, yes. We want to talk about the old lie. Must die. The O-L-I-E must die. We're going to see where we're going in a second. Coming from St. John, the 14th chapter, verse 1, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." I'm coming from King James Version. Then he said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him." Philip said unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Jesus said unto him, "I have been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest then, how God, thou then, show us the Father?" Wow. Now we go over to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 21st verse. And, God, we're going to try to hit this and quit this, but we want to get the main subject out here. He said, "If indeed ye have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, ye lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that ye be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on a new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth." Now we want to look at this. This thing hit me so very, very diligent and hard. I looked at this. I was like, wow, God. He said, yes, the old lie must die. Okay, once we have encountered Christ, once we have had that experience, personal experience with Christ, even if we had the offset experience with Christ, something about us, when we come into the very knowledge of who he is or who he was, oh God, or who he even is, to know that, well, God, there is something that I must straighten up and help you, oh God, so as they allow you to straighten out in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, a lot of times we have been put in a place where we don't know which way we're going. Thank you, Jesus. But God said, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm giving you the divine direction, specific instructions on who I am, what I am, and what I can do." Thank you, Jesus. But I don't want you to focus on so much of what I can do and what I am. I want you to focus on who I am. Thank you, Jesus. Because who I am, you shall be also. That's why he said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." There is a way that we know not of. love, but God has put many things in accordance to our lives to make us to want to walk upright before him and fear his name and find out who he really is. Thank you, Jesus. And God is saying, I'm given to bless you in your spectator way. My God, there is a way that, like I said, we know not of, but the Holy Ghost is bringing us closer. The Spirit of God, thank you, Jesus, is bringing us closer than we've ever been before as saints and men and women of God to show somewhere who is lost, oh God, along the way. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not stuck in this thing. I'm not being in the manner of this life for myself. God didn't save me for me. He saved me for others around me. Thank you, Jesus. So therefore, when I take on the mindset to know that God, it is about you and not about me. It is about you. It is not about us. Oh, God, it's about us trying to save your people, help your people get to another greater place. Even those who have started out with you and have fallen by the wayside, Father, we all, God, have to come together. He said, be ye helpers one to another. Be ye helpers one to the other. Oh, God, love your brother, the greatest commandment. Love your brother, oh, God, as you love yourself. Love Christ as you love yourself. Jesus, better and greater than you love yourself. There is a way that we, oh God, have been put into this earth that we have been purposed for God's use and God's use only. Oh, Jesus, yes, he's not just our master, but he's our Father. And I was looking at that thing, and the Holy Ghost touched something down on the inside of me. And I began to study and research about what Jesus was doing and how he was displaying who the Father was to him and to the ones who were coming after him. And he very seldom ever called him God, oh Jesus, because he understood who he was in the flesh, oh God. But he was tempted as like we that we are on every hand and on every side. That is the only thing about God that he can't come down and feel. So he had to bring his son, send his son to see what we were, to find out how we were, to know what we really were in actuality. So we were, oh God, be not so, oh God, quick to just give up in the race, give up in the fight. Thank you, Jesus, because he said, fight the good fight of faith. There is another realm, another, oh God, dispensation, a greater elevation that I'm giving to give my people. And I want my people to walk upright before me and to do the things that I commanded them to do. Because anything God has made is going to do what he say do, because it's for his purpose. Thank you, God. Sometimes, oh Jesus, we walk, and as we walk through the valley of the shadow, he gave me that there was two different shadows, oh God, in the earth. My Jesus, he gave me the shadow of death, oh God, and the shadow of the Almighty. My God, yes, Satan does have some power, but God has all power. Thank you, Jesus. God is almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Satan might try to trip you up, but God is almighty, oh God, and already ready to fill the promises that he made, because the promises of God are what? Yea and amen. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh us rich, and he added no sorrow with it. So therefore, because the shadow of death is lurking, my God, every time that we deal and, oh God, stand and sit up under the mighty hand of God, as he says, because, you know, a lot of times we say, well, you know, you resist the devil and he'll flee from you, but hold up, there's a prerequisite before that. He said, submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. Oh, Jesus, he said, then you are able to resist the devil and he must flee, because anything that comes up under the shadow of the Almighty, it has to be saved, it has to be rejuvenated, it has to be renewed, it has to be revived, it has to be restored. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And Satan is in no way and in no wise going to be restored to being back who he was, because he has defiled the, oh God, the principalities and defiled the laws of God. So we have to look at it like this. Thank you, Jesus. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So if I'm abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, oh God, help me, Holy Ghost, then that means he is my tutor. He is my trainer. Oh, God, he is my taskmaster. Thank you, God. He is not just all of those things, but he is my Father. He's my Jehovah Jireh, my Jehovah, oh, God, Nisi, my Jehovah, oh, God, Sikkenu, my Jehovah, oh, God, Jesus, Mekadish, he's my Jehovah, Zeroth, oh, he's my Jehovah, Rohi, he's my Jehovah, Rafiki. He's everything that I need. Thank you, Jesus. He is my El Shaddai, my Elohim. He is my all in all, my God, my am that I am. My God, he is my ill soul. My God, he is to be. Thank you, Jesus. So therefore, everything everything that's up under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, God, Jesus, huh? The shadow of death has to give it back. It has to relinquish the things that God has given us. Why? Because he told us, oh, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. He said, oh, God, I call those things that be not as though they were. Jesus. So if he called those things that be not as though they were, he put us in the place that we are, God, because Jesus said it so very well to the disciples because they kept asking all these seemingly dumb questions, and he said, well, hold up, calm down. He said, y'all really kind of like getting on my nerves. Uh-huh. Yeah, he said, because the Bible said he sighed at them because he was tired of them asking, oh, God, senseless questions. He said, have I not been with you so long a time that you don't know who I am already? I've done this miracle after this miracle after this miracle after this miracle. Oh, God. And he said, I'm blessing my people even now to know who I am in them. My God. Well, what you mean? David said it like this. I am, God, as a wonder unto many. Oh, God has fixed me up and blessed me so very well. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying in general. He's blessed us so very well. He's given us so many, oh God, Jesus, what you call them? Thank you, God. Miracles after miracles, blessings after blessings. He blessed us and gave us so many miracles after miracles till, well, God, anytime everybody look at them, they ought to wonder, how did he come out of that? How did she come out of that? I don't understand. Good God, I know they say they serve God, but I didn't know God was that good. I didn't know God was, oh God, that majestic. I didn't know God was that outstanding. Oh God, I'm trying to get to what they got. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he said, let us be desirous of another. Every other man's gift. Well, what do you mean? Thank you, God. Well, if you have the anointing, oh God, I want the anointing. If, oh God, if you have a gift of prophecy, I want to learn how to prophesy. And I ain't talking about just you trying to teach me, but I want you to show me what it is God telling me I need to do to get closer to him so I can get, oh God, the blessing that you have. Thank you, Jesus. No, it won't be the exact blessing, but it will be a blessing of your course. Thank you, Jesus. So God said, oh God, if you want more of me, thank you, God, you have to go after me. Thank you, Jesus. So if you stand under the shadow of the Almighty, I feel that thing in my belly. If you stand under the shadow of the Almighty, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, he'll teach you. He'll train you. He will, oh, God, give you the directions and instructions to be guided and led by the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So if I'm a son of God, then it means I'm an heir. And not only an heir, but I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. So therefore, because I am Abraham's seed, my God, I can call those things that be not as though they are, because they already were from the foundation or the beginning of the earth. Thank you, Jesus. God has already set these things in motion for us, but now we got to start putting them into action. Oh, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. So therefore, when I call forth my money, when I call forth my honey, when I call forth my job, when I call forth my children being great in school, when I call for, oh God, my healing from God, thank you, Jesus, or my healing back from Satan, thank you, Jesus, he has to release what it is that he's trying to steal and take it from the foundation or beginning of what God has already created. So God said, I'm putting guardrails around my people now. Thank you, Jesus. Even the more so. Thank you, God. Even stronger. Even, oh, God, longer lasting than they've ever been before. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I know I'm going a little bit fast, but I'm into this thing, y'all. Y'all got to help me right here. Thank you, Jesus. For God said, I'm quicker than any FedEx. I'm quicker than any postal service. I'm quicker than any UPS. I'm quicker than, oh, God, any DHL, because I know how to get it there before you can even blink well. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, but you got to learn how to call on my name. You got to learn how to bless my name. You got to wake up with my name and the fruit of your lips. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God, I appreciate you. I bless you. I adore you. I worship you. I magnify you. You are my all in all. You are my strength. You are my help. You are my deliverer. You are my keeper. You are my King. You are my just one. You are my justice. You are my Jesus. You are my Christ. You are my Lord. You are my giver. You are my caretaker. Yes, God, I can do nothing of my own. Why? Because it's in you I live and move and have my very being. Why? Because, oh God, you are my shepherd and I shall not want. Why? Because I am the people and one of the sheep of your pasture. Yeah, I'm entering to your gates with thanksgiving. I'm entering to your courts with praise because you've caused me to be in perfection. And perfection means I'm being made whole. I'm being made complete. I'm being made entire. Wanting for nothing. I shouldn't have to beg for anything from anybody. Oh, God, God is trying to show me something different. Oh, God, Jesus, but God said, I'm putting you on the straight and narrow path. I'm blessing my people so much, so I'm building y'all up. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want you to get so much that you get spoiled and forget about me. Thank you, Jesus. So that's why I got you on the low road. God, help me. That's why he said, valleys and valleys. Oh, God, valleys and valleys of the season. That's where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we don't know whether to go right, or sometimes we don't know nowhere to go left, but I heard the scripture say, it is the voice behind you telling you to go forward. Thank you, Jesus. So if you just keep your head, keep your mind, keep your heart and your eyes stayed on Christ Jesus, we're going to go forward. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to reap the benefits of God. That's why your mind, oh God, the lie of your old mind got to die. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, what you mean the lie of my old mind? Everything Satan has lied to you and told you as a child, told you growing up, oh God, that you ain't going to never be this, or you ain't going to never amount to this, or you ain't going to never amount to that, or nobody ever love you like this, or ever love you like that. Well, I'm out here trying to find love in all the wrong places, but now, oh God, I done been down through that, oh God, out here trying to steal and rob, and oh God, trying to, oh God, get all the stuff I want to do, dope, hope, and smoke, and joke, and all this old foolishness, but now I've been through all that foolishness. God said, now I'm showing you a more excellent way, my son, Christ Jesus. Oh, Jesus, yes, you once were old, and you once were, oh God, messed up out there in the streets. You once were messed up even in the church, thank you, Jesus. But now I restore. Now I'm bringing new hope. Now I'm bringing a new fellowship. Now I'm bringing a new communion. Yes, God. And if you just walk in me, if you talk in me, if you stay up under the mighty hand of me, if you, oh God, humble yourself, thank you, Jesus, in my presence. Know that I'm your God. Know that I'm your Father. Know that I'm your keeper. Know that I am your provider. If you just know that I am with you and I will never leave you and never forsake you, good God, then you shall, oh God, overcome. Because Jesus already overcame that we might overcome. Yes, God. And how do we overcome? We overcome by the word, the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony. So I pray, hey, God, thank you, Jesus, that you get, oh God, the message today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, the old life must die. Oh God, and the new me must be revived. Good God today. God bless you. I love you. I got to get up off of this phone. Good God. Jesus, y'all pray my strength in the Lord. I pray that y'all be encouraged, be blessed, be rejuvenated, be revived, and stay alive in all that God wants you to do. And know this, that the prongs of God are coming in a hurry. Be encouraged. God bless you. I love you. Stay in the will of God. God bless.